Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop, cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind, cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know, cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast, and we ready to clap, cause you suck at MC, sold out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you sucker MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You sucker sold out art form and fell into the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old man straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we just waiting on OMF to come on.
Yeah, is there any Bussy on the line, I mean? What's your name, bro? He said something with an E, right?
Yeah, you can hear us.
E, bro.
I hear
you. Yeah.
Loud and clear. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, we in the house. We got my boy Pete Sinister in the house.
Sinister up in here.
With my partner, we got Cassidy Bussy from Fayetteville, North Carolina in the house. So give us a little background on you and tell us how you got into the music industry. Give us your influences in music and everything. Give us a little background.
Yeah, we in the house, man. You was close, man. You almost got my name right.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I got it wrong.
Yeah, a lot of people get it wrong, man. It's Kazerny Bussy.
Kazerny. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, Kazerny. That's it. Yeah. When I was in school, man, it was funny because my English teacher, man, I think she was trying to clown me on the low. She called me lasagna, man.
No, she did.
No.
Yeah, she said lasagna. I was like, what? Nah, you an English teacher. Come on. C-A-Z-E-R-N-Y, really? But, yeah, it's because Ernie Bussy, y'all. I'm originally from New York. That's my hometown. I've been in Fayetteville for about 5 years. I love North Carolina. You know, I rep the state. I rep the city, Fayetteville, real hard, man. There's a lot of people out there I'm working closely with. Shout out to the community. But I'm Brooklyn bred, born and raised, East New York. You know, I'm actually in New York now, man. I took a trip up to Syracuse, you know, did some work with my DJ. And then I had to come actually, you know, down to the city with the fam. You know, my pops live down here, you know. Yeah. We turning up right now. You know, in New York City, it's a turn up situation. But... Yeah, always the city that never sleeps, right? But it's a beautiful thing, man. I just wanted to first thank you guys for, you know, just allowing me to be on your platform. You know, I know this business thing requires a lot of hard work and dedication, and I see you guys are moving, you're consistent, and you're providing platforms like, you know, artists, for artists like us who, you know, up and coming on the rise. I mean, I just appreciate you guys. So thank you, you know, for allowing me on the platform, man, like real talk. But, yeah, I'm Kazerny Bussy, man. I basically, my story is real short. It's not like a long story, but it's always being written every day. So it gets longer and longer as we go. But I started out under my father. Know what I mean? Which is affiliated with, like, music, period. You know, he was managed by Lumumba, you know, Professor X. He moved with Daddy-O from Sessasonic. You know, he's just a music genius, man. Like, you know, he's here with me right now. He in the background, y'all. So we've been turning up, so don't judge me.
Shout out to Brooklyn Nets.
You say shout out to Brooklyn Nets. But look, what's up with them North Carolina Panthers, baby? But look, he just had me under music forever. From a little kid, man, since I was able to sing, he actually did me super dirty when he told me to sing that song by Escape, Run to the Arms of the One Who Loves You. Because in them days, my voice was, like, super high and squeaky. And he could have gave me a Casey and JoJo song to actually rehearse and to master. You see what I'm saying? He could have gave me a Babyface John. You know what I mean? But he going to take me to Escape, which is, like, super high soprano.
Shoot for the morning, you're man on the stars, baby.
And then I said, all right, so I mastered the record. You know, he saw my ability and what I was able to do. And just from there, man, it was dope. Like, at the age of 12 years old, I actually went in the studio professionally and recorded my first song on a professional level. That day, I knew it was for me, man, the way the energy and how it felt. I think the name of that record was One and Only Love. It was actually a song he wrote for me. The first song I wrote for myself, well, you know, my pastor loved God. So the one he wrote for me, the one I sung the first time was One and Only Love. The first song I wrote was called Work Your Body. So you see where I was at. It was in Work Your Body. But
Those probably go hand in hand, though.
But after that, you know, the whole junior high school experience was super dope. You know, then we went into high school, sophomore. At the age of, like, what, let's say, 13, I was actually on the hottest radio station out in New York, Jonesy in the Morning. Miss Jones from Hot 97 in New York, she had this little situation she was doing in the morning called Rep Your Set. And I would call in on the radio, and I would do my little singing, rapping thing. From there, out of all of the people in New York was calling, because, you know, New York is a real busy and big city. She actually was clinging to me, Miss Jones in the morning. Jonesy, shout out to Jonesy, Envy, Mikey Sean at the time. She actually said, yo, come up to the station. And I had told her, and I never told the story before, so y'all getting an exclusive. I told her because me being fast, I was like, yo, I got a promo for you, Joni. I would love for you to play our promo on your station every morning. And I didn't have a promo. I mean, I had it written, but I ain't had it recorded. Jonesy put me on the spot. She was like, oh, all right, come in tomorrow. This is Hot 97. At the time, Hot 97 was it in New York. Know what I mean?
Yeah,
she said, come the next morning. And I didn't have a promo. So I called my boys from Starting Five. Shout out to them. I said, yo, I got to get this song recorded ASAP. I got to get this promo recorded ASAP. Jonesy want me to come in tomorrow morning. See the morning show from 6 to 10. Say that again.
Godspeed. Yeah, you had to move with Godspeed.
Godspeed. I went to the studio, got the joint done. They compressed it, got it right. I went up there the next morning. Know what I mean? Brought Jonesy a little bottle of Moet. Know what I mean? Was able to give her some of my merchandise. Know what I mean? My little candy bar I had at the time. And the reason why I tell this story is because, you know, when it's crunch time, you know, you just got to be ready to go, you know, for, like, the up-and-coming artists that's listening. Like, you got to be in a position to really just, like, be willing to go, you know, because I wasn't expecting her to be like, all right, so come in tomorrow. Because I was like, yo, I got a promo for you, Jersey. I know I wrote it. That was my dream. I wrote it.
You told the story, my brother. You were
so I went in, bro. She interviewed me on the air that day. Like, she literally got me on the mic. She spoke to Ebro, the program director at the time, and she actually got me on the actual air. Like, I was, like, I didn't expect nothing for this to happen too big like that. I was just expecting take it a promo. When I went in, she didn't even know at the time that I was in the position. So down the line, I goes into my career. 10 years old comes, right? I lose my actual eyesight, physically blind. At this time, I'm in Fincher National School of Performance Arts. I'm a sophomore. I'm singing, doing my thing. I lose my eyesight. I went totally blind. Yeah, I had a surgery for this condition I had called retina detachment. I lose my eyesight, and, you know, what could have been, like, this tragic situation kind of just motivated me to, you know, just be even better and turn it into, like, that positive light, because at the end of the day, I had a choice that day. I had a choice to see total darkness or to see, and I was like, I refuse to be blind. I realized that everybody with an actual physical eyesight don't have a vision. So my life kind of shifted that day, you know. So I went from being able to see the sunshine to not having no sight at all.
Wow.
No sight at all whatsoever. Like, you know, I can't see nothing now. I'm totally blind. It was game time after that. And it's just how to, you know, like, besides my father waking me up as a man, being there with me, you know, shout out to my mom. Moms always want credit, and she deserves it, because I think I get my looks from my mom, you know. I get my looks from my mom. But, yeah, it all starts because at that time, you know, you're at this point, like, you're at this crossroads where it's like, you know, are you going to let the obstacles of life that, you know, every black man or any culture, but I, you know, I rep my culture, we experience these challenges and these obstacles that can kind of put you in these positions to make a choice. And my choice was to see. I refused to be blind. So my teachers, when I lost my sight, they called my pop. And they like, yo, we could put this guy in a blind school. Like, we could put him in a school that teaches him Braille. And at that time, I was like, oh, nine, Dad. I'm not, I mean, no judgment to blind people, but I'm like, I'm not going to no blind school. Like, I auditioned to get into school academically. I met the qualifications to get into school. I'm not, hey, Dad, if you take me out of this school that I'm in to put me in some blind school, I'm not doing it. Like, I've worked hard to get here. I've been having this dream since junior high school. My pops talked to my principal. He said, yo, my son, I leaving. They actually brought the Braille teacher to my school. She taught me, like, the level of Braille. They brought mobility to the school. The school wasn't equipped to even deal with any of this kind of situation. Like, they didn't even never have a blind student. So, for me, it was like I was the only blind person in the school. Mind you, I got friends when I was a freshman. Yeah, when I was a freshman, I came into school. My friends like, yo, next thing you know, this guy lost his sight at 15. This is a performance art school. I got in there for vocals. They like, yo, one day, because they're only seeing us, next day this dude is blind. I started changing lives. I started transforming people from a young age. Like, it wasn't like, it was like destined for me, because although I was brought up in music, this was a whole nother story. Like, it was past music. Like, my life and my gift was designed to do more than just, like, entertain. It was, like, here to really encourage and build and to uplift, like, coaches. So, inspire and motivate. So, for me, it was, like, you know, I've been really living this life. This is a life that, you know, I could put in a book and sell it, you know, because it wasn't something I had to really think about. This is the life I really live, man. I'm sure after that, man, I done had like a billion records under my belt at this time, doing night clubs and all kind of events and showcases, you know, because I was young, man, but my father was already in the game, so, you know, it was just up my alley. Performance arts guy, performance arts school, you know, like it was all me, so. Yeah, I say, yo, at that time, man, it was just on from there, man. And, I'm where I'm at today, man. That's the backstory. The story continued. I was 15 at that time. That's when I lost my sight. I mean, I'm a little older now, so, you know, we doing our thing. You know, I appreciate y'all guys from bumping the record, Turn Me Up. The record is definitely dope, you know. It was inspired by a beautiful woman that inspired me to write the record, man, and I'm just doing my thing now, man. So many things.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's a great story. That's an inspiration to all these young people that you have to put in work, and that when an opportunity comes to you, because you never know, like I tell people all the time, you never know who you run into, and somebody hits you up in the music industry, and that's what you want to do, and they give you an opportunity, you have to do it. Like you said, you have to get that, go in that studio right now and make that promo tape. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So you're an inspiration. I thank God for you, man,
right,
and your blessing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I forgot to put that in the promo about you blind and everything. I forgot about that,
yeah.
But it didn't matter. Because you make good music, man. And we're going to play your song, Turn Me Up.
Turn Me Up.
And we're going to, so introduce your song before we play. Okay.
Let me ask you a quick question, brother. Do your father play music, or do you play music or produce?
Yeah, man, I definitely produce, man. I like 90% of my music I produce. I was in the school with the actual, you know, people that actually play the instruments and the pianos and the saxophones and all that. So I wouldn't call myself, like, you know, a person that played, but I could play anything they play through ear. You see what I'm saying? I realized that a lot of them people that could play instruments don't got the ability to create music, you know? But, I'm definitely a producer. I play you know, anything I need to hear through my ear, man. And I just think that's a God-given gift. So, yeah, man, definitely. Yeah, man, definitely not Stevie Wonder. You know Stevie Wonder, dope. I'm the new age version.
Shout out to Stevie, though. That means Stevie is a legend. That's not only a legend, that's a living legend. So I just appreciate you coming on, man. I come from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, Flatbush, Erasmus Hall High School, you know what I'm saying? So thank you, homeboy, and Wreckin' New York City, the mecca of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I'm from there, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Crown Heights, Southern Place.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I moved out to Flatbush. I lived on Martin Street between Bestman and Rogers. I went to Erasmus Hall High School, the oldest high school in Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'm in New York now. The energy different out here where I'm at. The energy different in New York. Every time I get the opportunity to come with Pop, you know what I mean? We straight turning up big time. You know, I work hard.
You know what I'm saying? I know about the rap slang. It's like Melly Mel. People don't talk about Eddie Cheever. The rap slangers, you know what I'm saying?
I got it in my blood naturally, man.
New York forever, forever.
Right.
Oh yeah, New York, no love, man. I actually just got this call from one of my business partners, and we doing a event, we calling it a major event in July. We actually got Times Square. We actually got Times Square to you know, give us a slot on a billboard out there, the big screen in Times Square. So you know, we got 30 seconds, and I'm gonna be up on that billboard. So. You know, I love Fayetteville, North Carolina. I love the whole world, basically, man. I really do. You know, I love the culture, man. I love the culture, man. I love the progress that we making, and you know, I see where we're able to go and what we got potential to do, and I just love the culture, man. Quick little note, for the 12-year-olds, I just dropped this book. It's on my website, KazerneBussy.com. My name is very unique. You know, that's CazerneBussy. That's CazerneBussy. That's KazerneBussy.com. I released this book called Profiles, and basically what the book is designed to do, man, we made it for 12-year-olds. And the book is available now. We actually did an event in Alexandria, Louisiana. We put it in two schools out there. You know, the principals is loving it. The teachers are loving it. All the book is really designed to do is to present different career choices to our culture and our youth. You know, the reason why we chose 12-year-olds because they're a little wet behind their ears, and you know, they in the process of development, and they're young adults, and you know, they headed to college eventually, man. We just wanted to show them that it's more. Shout out to all the basketball players and rappers, but it's more to it, man. You know, we got an astronaut in the book. She's the first black female. She's the first black female astronaut that's going out of space this year. Her name is Jeanette Epps. You can look her up. We got her story in the book. We got venture capitalists, real estate developers in the book, just to show us that, you know, it's no limits to the sky. Like, we could do above and beyond if we really just believe in, you know, who we are and, you know, put our work and effort behind it and, you know, just stay consistent and persistent and, you know, who we are and what we love. Man, we can really bring impact to this world. So, you know, that book right now is available on KazerneBussy.com. I got a lot of dope music on the site. You know, all the events is on the site. You know, all the social media. Everything is at Kazerny Bussy. You know, CazernyBussey. That's me. You know, I'm not here to really like change the world. I'm just here to bring change in the world. You know, to be that difference, because I feel like I don't want to change nobody from being who they are. Like, if you are who you are, I feel like you need to be that. Like, at the end of the day, I don't care who, like, God done did so much for me, but he ain't telling me to get behind the wheel and drive no car. But maybe you'll have a young scientist that'll make a Tesla for a blind man that could drive. So I could just do what I could do. Everybody got a position to play. And I feel like we all in this together as a culture, as a people. I feel like we evolved through the years. We got so much more involved, you know, evolution to aspire to. And I just want to be that little small piece in this bigger puzzle. And I just want to bring love, unity, and strength and power, positive vibes and energy, child culture. You know, that shows through the music. The name of my record is called Turn Me Up. Basically, the song is just telling everybody, like, I'm in love. And if you feel like I feel, turn me up. You know what I mean? I'm bringing that love to us. You know what I mean? I'm in love. So if you feel like I feel, turn me up.
Yeah, we're going to play a song real quick, and then we're going to take some callers. So we're going to play Kazerny Bussey's song, Turn Me Up. So can we play that song, Ed?
Sunshine, even in the rain. You're my Percocet when I'm in pain. I love you so much and I am not ashamed. Want the world to know I ain't letting go. This is spiritual, I feel you in my soul. We connected, even when I'm on the road. I perform this song on stage, but this is not a show. I'm so in love, I can't help myself. I'm singing called on the trap beat, yeah. I'm so in love, I can't help myself. I'm singing love songs on the trap beat, yeah. Turn me up, I'm in love, I'm in love. It's the way that I feel, I'm in love. Feel the love, feel the love. If you feel like I feel, turn me up. Now I got everybody,
now I got everybody.
Now I got the whole world,
now I got the whole world.
Trap into a love song,
yeah. Yeah.
Trap into a love song.
Everybody.
Now I got the whole world. Trapped into a love song. Trapped into a love song. I'm so in love, I can't help myself. I'm singing love songs on the trap beat, yeah. I'm so in love, I can't help myself. I'm singing love songs on the trap beat, yeah. I'm in love. with you feel like I feel, turn me up. I'm in love, I'm in love. It's the way that I feel, I'm in love. Feel the love, feel the love. If you feel like I feel, turn me up.
Yeah, we back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Turn Me Up.
Turn Me Up.
Yeah, can we take the first caller?
Hey, family, this is Ann Jules. What's up?
What's up, Ann Jules? What's up?
I'm good. I'm good. I was so loving that track.
Yeah, that's my boys in the house.
Yes,
how
I'm loving
doing,
the
King?
Interview. I'm good, King. I'm good, King. Mad love and respect.
Yes. Man, I appreciate you for calling in. You know, we got to be that real love if you writing love songs on them hard trap beats. Like, you heard that beat went hard, but it inspired me to write love. So love is still real. We're still alive and living. So all the doubters out there, we want to get rid of that. You know what I mean? We want to get rid of that doubt of love. Love is out here, you know. I'm just here to share it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't love it enough. I love it. I love your vibe. It's infectious, and it spreads like wildfire. Wow. It's so incredible to hear your story and everything. I'm inspired by that. I'm a part of Ageless Angels, and my love, Ja Earthlin Jay, and I, we create positive music too. And I mean, I was just singing along with you, listening to that, and dancing in my room right here. So, thank you for that, for moving my spirit in such a positive way, and for everything that you do for yourself and for the world. So, I thank you. And you know, much love to you and your queen and all your loved ones too.
Yes, thank you so much, man. You're super awesome, and I appreciate you making my day. That means what I'm doing is doing what it's intended to do. So thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for staying strong, and for keeping your force alive. Keeping, you know, and you're right. Those beats, that was, I don't even want to say anything bad. Like, everybody used the word sick, but I don't even want to say that because it's love, you know? Like, I don't even want to describe it in a bad manner. It's just so fly. It's so fire. So,
yeah, we got.
Thank you for.
We got that vaccine. We got that vaccine for the COVID. We got that love, that mental power, that spiritual healing. That spiritual healing.
Yes. Yes, more power to you. Wow, well, I love this show. And shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to Eddie Powell for having us all here to start. You know, I've been calling in since 2015 when you started way back. And, I mean, OMF made Ja Earthlin Jay guest stars on his show, and he plays our music. And I thank everyone for all the support. And you guys mentioned Sugar Hill Gang. My brother, I am honored to say that I am in a track written by Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, and it's called Deja Vu For You that we just released because he was a part of our band, Rob the Noise Temple, and it's bittersweet, but we released the track. We were working on it for years, and he passed away last year, and his current wife and then the wife that he had prior to, long time ago in the 80s, he got signed to Jive Records, but he was writing, you know, Sugar Hill Gang hooks and all the music for Sugar Hill Gang, and he was a part of Ageless Angels, and I'm just so grateful that we actually were able to honor his spirit and keep hip-hop alive, you know, with the positive messages in our music. And so I'm just, you know, I'm just grateful to be alive to say that. and I'm grateful for the moment sharing here this interview with you and talking to you and connecting and showing my support for you all.
Yeah, Living legend. You talk about the GOAT. When you talk about the Sugar Hill Gang, that's the GOAT.
What?
I mean, everybody that comes from New York City knows who the GOAT is. That's the GOAT. Shout out to Big Bang Hank that passed away too.
What?
Yes, Big Bang Hank. Yes.
Shout out to Master G. You understand me? Shout out to whole Sugar Hill Records. You understand? Sequence. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. They the ones that started hip hop. They the GOAT.
Yes, yes, yes. All the above. And I wanted your guest to know also that I met Rob DeNoise Temple because I also am on a 10th anniversary CD for the Crip Hop Nation, spelled with a K. And this is the loveliest organization on earth, I believe, that Leroy Moore and Keith Jones and Rob DeNoise founded many years ago to represent for the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the sick, the elderly, and the poor. So we bring a platform for those kind of artists, and it's not just about music. It's about everything. I mean, we got ladies in Africa that were making hats, that were sending their hats here, and we bring the money back to them, you know. So there's a lot of positive things going on in the world, and I want you to know that there's an organization out there, you know, that are like you. Like, I joined because I'm type 1 diabetic on an insulin pump and a sensor. And they asked me to join, and when I heard, who was it? I don't even like to show, I don't want to show shade, but there were some big wigs that were making fun of disabled people, and I'm like, that's that. That's it. I'm joining this organization. We're going to stand up, and we're going to rise together. And so we formed the Crip Hop Nation, and we are all over the world. So check that out, my brother, if you want, in your leisure.
That's super dope. Czerny Bussy, CzernyBussey. You can definitely contact me. The way one of my DJs put it, he put it a disability with ability. That's big.
Yes, I love that.
Handicapable.
Word.
I mean,
yes.
But I'm not glorifying.
Right.
You know, it's a deal for everybody, but disability. With ability, because disability might not only be a blindness or, you know, a wheelchair or mentally, you know, it's women out there that got molested at the age of 2 years old that handle, you know, that goes through these disabilities.
Yeah,
you know,
so, it's true.
You know, we out here for you, and you know, we 400 years of slavery, man. We came out of that, man. So we was made to be disabled, but we are able. So just remember that we are able.
Word. So true. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I want to ask you: is there a moment on your pathway that you could share with us that would inspire us? I mean, I'm on a couple Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, Yeah, I'm on a track called The Forgotten Ones with Raekwon and Judah Priest and Grand Surgeon and Joe Kane. I mean, that made me pretty happy because I try to represent for the real, you know, hip hop and as a queen and set a good example for other women and men in the world. And my legacy is my art. And so I just want to know if there's a moment in your pathway that you could share with us that might inspire. I mean, your story is already inspiring.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's many moments. You know, to really get to the answer, I like to encourage everybody that listen to me because it's a lot of different situations in the world. I would tell you, as an up-and-coming artist, for inspiration, to don't be ashamed to bump into things because everybody is blind in a new situation. Everybody. Like, if you go to a place that you've never been, you got to fill it out and really just to, you know, capture and absorb that energy and that vibe of the place you at. So just don't be afraid to bump into things and to learn new things and just to open your horizon. And You know, I'm going to keep it like that. And Queen, look, I appreciate you.
Thank you,
you are
my brother.
You are super dope. Yeah, you super dope. Shout out to you, you know, because you here, you doing so much. I hear that, and keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nothing stop you. Only you can stop you.
Thank you, King. Well, you guys take care, and shout out to all my Blackout Radio family, to Carlito 810 and the Sugar Hill Gang and all my, Curtis Blow, all my family out there. You guys take care and salute, fam.
Peace.
Yeah,
come take the next caller.
Building.
818-217, you are.
That's right. Isaac Johnson, baby.
What's up?
How you guys
up?
Doing today?
Yo, what's up? We got my brother. The Johnny Busty in the house.
What's up, Isaac?
How you doing today?
What's up? Hello?
Yeah. Okay, talk to me, my man. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for inviting me, again, your audience, and I want to thank you. Sorry, we're really honored to be here. My name is Isaac Jasmin. I also have a African name called Malata, which is spelled M-A-T-O-V-U. You can Google me and know more about myself, my brand. That's Isaac Jasmin. I-S-A-A-Z-Z-I-N. And I am a professional musician and an ecologist. I love the environment. I have been to several schools, including Sri Lanka College in England, to study deep ecology. I hold an MBA. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, titles don't make to me. It's really your work that makes sense. But in a short synopsis, I'm 47 years old. I started doing music when I was 16. 16, pardon me on that. God forbid me, I put it out incorrectly. But I started doing music, yeah, so I cut my record. First record when I was 17 in Africa. It's called Save the Children with Dodama, and it's pretty good. He's in the start there in Sweden, which I'll be talking to you. So anyway, my highlight of my career is I was trained by George Lucas and got certified by George Lucas with Star Wars. And I wrote the patent, or helped him write the patent. You can Google it. It's called Black Fire Technology. So I brought it. He paid me handsomely. He rests. And those are the days, remember, when we had the analog TV. 4x3 and 16x9 came out, you know, the flat screen. So he wrote the patent and went to Congress and they passed the bill. And I was highly honored to do that. The rest, I started with Jasmin World Global, Jasmin World Curry Entertainment. Now it's Jasmin World Global Entertainment. 2004, anyone else, I said it from scratch. The company has born to be recipient of BET Award, MTV Award. And the list goes on and on and on. So many songs have been built because I manage artists. But I don't do that now. And, you know, life can be too good to be true. I got dialysis, which means they take out my blood and clean it, which I'm okay, 3 times a week, up to 9 hours a week. I'm actually going right now. I'm waiting for my driver to pick me up. So that's pretty much my story. Follow me, Isaac Jasmin, and you can go on the website www.isaacjasmin.com. Whatever you want to know, telling you my name, just Google me. You can give us a call at JW Global
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Nah, I feel you. Yeah, my pops a wild man. He got a son that's five, right? And
right.
He was on the phone with his son today, and you know, they be playing this little game, and his son be an action figure, and my father be a figure, and they be battling sometimes when he's not
right.
here on the phone. It's a real beautiful relationship. And
right.
my pop said he got a secret weapon, and then the little man was so interested in knowing. He was like, "What is this power, the secret weapon? Dad, tell me what it is." And then my father was like, "If I tell you, it won't be a secret no more." And then he finally convinced my pops to tell him. And my pops is like, "Oh yeah, well the secret was that I convinced you that I had a secret. So get your mind right."
Damn.
But like you said after we gone, y'all never gone, man. Y'all live forever, you know, through the seeds y'all produce, man. And we going to continue to carry out y'all legacies, you know, in the grind. And we going to continue to do it. And we going to continue to educate ourselves so that we could make that, you know, forever influence on the culture.
For sure, man. I'm going to get out of here, man. Get my little links, man. Get me at Carlito810, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify. I got 3 albums out right now. The newest one is called Born on Tomato. I also just shot a movie 3 months ago by the name of Born on Tomato on YouTube at Carlito810. Just look me up, man. Check me out, man. Let's do some work.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, brother. I appreciate you for calling in, man. It's much love.
For sure. Oh, yeah, shout out to Ann Jules. Shout out to Owen Pop, OMF. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to Black Tear. Shout out to all the Blackout family. You know what I'm saying? Keisha. Shout out to Keisha and Mr. Run Tell That. You know what I'm saying? Royal Crush. All Blackout family. You know, we've been here. We ain't going nowhere.
No.
All right, Charlie. Thanks for calling in. Love.
For sure, man. I'll get at you next week. All love.
All right.
All right, what?
Come take another caller.
My first, I went up there, as Mr. Stone had said, we had traded for a hotel, our Trotters. So I quit my job, went to Branson, Missouri, was the property manager of a hotel, found a hotel. For Mr. Harris and Mr. Stone to purchase, and so they acquired that hotel. I got paid out in options and in cash for finding a deal as a referral. So from there, my first deal was I bought some cows. I traded for some cows. Found it on Craigslist. My second deal was a car. And one thing that's very important about anything that you do, if you want to be a musician, you want to be a mechanic, you have to be educated. You have to get educated. So what we have developed, Mr. Stone and myself, is a university where you can learn. So since then, I've done cars, ATVs, and what I do is I trade them for the Troptions tokens, and the tokens were, I think, $1 when we got there, Brian, when we got in, and they have been as high as $167. But what we decided to do was to do a fork and drop the price back down to 10 cents because the math could not afford $167. It's just like Bitcoin today. You can't afford $57,000 for a coin. And so since then, we have developed universities. We have a you can use options to pay your back taxes. You can use options for a line of credit. We have 57 different things that you can do with Troptions. You just have to remember that it's not like we're not Bitcoin. And Mr. Stone, you got anything to add to that?
No, I think that if you want to learn how to increase your wealth, and what we do is with Troptions is we use it on a balance sheet. So artists right now, we're doing movies and helping movie studios with getting financing. If you're an artist out there and you're looking for financing for your record or things of that sort, there's ways that you can use Troptions on your balance sheet to increase your net worth. And we invite everybody to our meeting that we have, a Zoom meeting, every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, which explains Troptions and breaks it down. And if you're interested and you want some more information, you can always email us at troptions2017@gmail.com. That's Troptions 2017@gmail.com. And we'll be more than happy to explain it and further give you more information about how you can create generational wealth and use these Troptions to help you buy, sell, and purchase cars. We have we're working with a studio right now that's doing get ready to do a concert series where people will be able to use Troptions to get into and buy tickets for the concert. So there's all kinds of things that you can do with Troptions. If you're interested, you can get back with Bill Derwood, or just again, like I said, you can email us at troptions2017@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'd like to thank y'all.
I have one more thing to add. We have a call every Thursday night. You can go to DurwoodSutton.com, and that is a landing page, and all you have to do is click on Join Meeting, and you will be on a Zoom call.
It's all right,
7 Eastern.
Thank you, my brother. We ain't got too much time left. We only got 5 minutes left in the show. But I'd like to thank y'all for calling in and educating the brothers on financial literacy, man. That's what time is. That's what we need. And that's what we need. We need to learn how to count our money and invest our money. That's what time it is. And real shit in ourselves. That's what time it is. But we got to go. So thank you, man. And we're going to get with you. That's for sure. But thank
that's
you.
That's awesome, brother. That's awesome.
So,
now,
we
can you guys just lastly? Sorry?
We got to go. We got to go. We got to go.
Okay. All right. God bless you all. Next time. We'll see you tonight, 8 p.m.
So we'll talk to you. Like, give us your links and everything before you go and your shouts out. Before you go, and I'd like to thank you for calling the show and supporting the show, and I'm honored to have you on the show. So give your shout out and your links before you go. Before we go,
man, I appreciate you having me, brother. Man, I mean, energy is real, man. They definitely feel you and they hear you. Now, I mean, I'm honored. It's a privilege for me to be on your platform. You know, everything is aligned and it works together righteously. Because as we're trying to empower and uplift our culture and community, we want the love, you know, we want the finances, and we want to go back to Africa and, you know, just learn the roots. So everything happened like it was supposed to. And, yeah, man, y'all can just find me, Kazerny Bussy, you know what I mean, continuing and moving forward at Kazerny Bussy. I mean, I spelled the name a couple of times, C-A-Z-E-R. N-Y, that's the first name, B-U-S-S-E-Y, on every social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I mean, YouTube, of course, some dope music is on there, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you want to purchase your digital music, I'm there. And, you know, this is family, this is a brotherhood, man, and I definitely support you guys 100%. And, yeah, man, let's just keep the connection and let's keep uplifting and empowering our community. Because ErnieBussy.com is the foundation, just in case, you know, y'all want to see me live, you know, out of the voice, tones and vibrations. My calendar is up on my site, KazerneyBussy.com. We got a lot of shows booked. We got a show out in Wilmington, April 3rd. know what I mean? We got a show in South Carolina, April 15th, you know, so it's a lot going on. We got shows booked, so KazerneBussy.com, and, man, I just appreciate you guys for allowing me on your platform. I appreciate it, man. It's an honor for me.
It's an honor for me to have you on the show. It's a blessing, man, and you're an inspiration to everyone. You're here to make a better place for the for the people that come after you, and you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. That's your job. You know what I'm saying? That's your job, to make it a better place for the next one that come after you. And you are inspiration, and I'm an honor to have you on your show. And I thank you for
that. Hey, that's what I learned from the OG. I learned from the OGs, brother. I learned from the OGs.
Brooklyn in the house. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to New York City, the Mecca Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? That's the time it is. But we got to go. Thank you for supporting the show, man.
It's love.
Yeah.
Blessings.
So this is RMF. We out. And we'll talk to you next week. We out.